हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated, humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishto Vishnu Pad. अष्टत्तर शतसी भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all the devotees who are present here. It is the desire of our most revered Gurudeva that I should engage myself in the service of Sri Krishna and His personal associates. I should not spoil my time by sitting idle and only sleeping. That will not be good for me. But that reason, by the desire of most revered Gurudev, the devotees here, they have arranged programs for me to engage myself in the service of Sri Krishna and His devotees. This is the efficacy of remaining within the company of bona fide Shuddha Bhakti. I have got no liking to speak Hari Katha. I have got no liking to hear Hari Katha. I want to take rest and get some enjoyment. That is not the actual goal of our life. Our life, as long as we live here, we have to engage whole time for the service of Sri Krishna and His devotees. Any moment we leave this body, whatever we think at the time of death, that will go with us. So that holy thinking of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His devotees should be in our mind at the time of death, so that we can have our ultimate goal of going to the place where they are staying in the transcendental reality. For that reason, I am indebted to them. They are doing eternal welfare to me. Now, also, first when I joined the institution, I thought whatever I have learned in schools and colleges, I shall have to forget everything. Because there is material education. Now I am joining the spiritual organization where only pure devotion is practiced and nothing else. So I have to forget everything. I thought that our most revered Gurudev took me to different places in India for 1 year. I was with him. I had no work, only to write letters. Whatever he was dictating, I had to write. Now, after 1 year, when he came to one mot in Bengal, in Midnapur district, there he asked me, in today's meeting, you have to speak something. I never spoke to our friends in schools and colleges, only some particular persons, excepting some particular persons. I got no habit to mix with other person. So I didn't even I joined the club and their function. But they could not engage me in talking on any subject. I refused to do this. When Guru Maharaj ordered me, and I was partnered. I never spoke in the meeting, and here Gurudev is ordering me to speak. I thought I shall have to forget everything. Now I am in difficulty. How can I speak? And Gurudev is ordering, I am to carry out the order. If I would have known it earlier, I would not have joined this institution. Like that, I thought. I was partnered. Previously, I used to perform morning, evening, sandha, puja, for hours together. Because I have got no other duty to do. But that is it. Now, I could not perform that sandha. Perspiring. What is this? How can I speak? I sat at the last meeting, at the last, not on the front. I used to sit in the front, hear Harikatha. I liked Harikatha. But I never thought I should have to speak. But Guru Maharaj forcibly engaged me. No, you have to speak. Where is? The previous name was Krishna Balla. Where is? He is at the back. He should come. And I forced to come. I was praying the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. What sort of difficulty? I did not get it earlier. And by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, one hymn of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that came to my mind. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari Sapashada Siyodham Sahabhatan Patan Durlubha Prem Kari Varadhan Sikai Saranagati Bhagatara Prat. This hymn I explained for 15 or 20 minutes like that. Gurudev encouraged me, said, "Hey, all right, good. And he was, from that day forward, wherever he went, he used to ask me sometimes, "You have to speak." When I went to North India and Punjab, the Guru said, "You have to speak." "I don't know Hindi. I cannot speak Hindi. I could not speak Hindi. I cannot speak." "No. How can I speak?" Then Guru Maharaj did not force me. But in Amritsar, on Sunday, Guru Maharaj made four programs in the whole city. I had no knowledge of Hindi. And he ordered me, "I am sick, you have to speak, you have to attend those meetings and speak." "Puzzled, what is this? You cancel this program." No, program will not be cancelled. "You have to go." Then I was forced to go. And spoke, I didn't know what I spoke. Bengali, Hindi, perhaps. Hindi, Bengali mixture. I spoke something. Somehow. In one day, four programs. I was puzzled. Guru Maharaj forced me. And ultimately Guru Maharaj told me, "It is not my desire that you should deliver speech in the meeting. That is not your spiritual life. But you have to speak what you have heard from Guru and Guru Bhargava and Vaishnavas, and so you have gone through the scriptures. You have to speak it. Then your heart will be sanctified for their satisfaction." For that reason, I spent so much time for praying the grace of Guru Vaishnava and give me strength to sing the glories so that Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan are satisfied. Our Guru Maharaj occasionally used to say, when he was living, "You should remember the pithy saying, the apothegms of Vitrasu." What he said to Indra, Devaraj Indra, the emperor of heaven. "You have to remember this. Then your life will be actually spiritual and devotional. Otherwise not." Occasionally he used to remind us. So I am to carry out the order of my Gurudev. Vitrasur was the chief of the demons at that time. You will find in sixth canto, Bhagavat, Veda Vyasmuni has narrated about this topic. And Devaraj Indra was the emperor of heaven. Devaraj Indra, with all forces, army, attack the demons to kill them. And there was great fight at that time when Devaraj, Indra and demigods, they destroyed all the weapons of the demons. And when they saw the glamour of the demigods, they were afraid, they were running from that place, fleeing from that place. But some demigods, they were chasing, running after them to kill them. At that time, Vitrasura said to the demons, "You have got this opportunity. Death is inevitable. When you have got birth, you have got death. You should not be afraid of death. Now you have got the opportunity to lay down your body in front of the face-to-face fighting. And you are losing this chance. If you lay down your body in this frontal battle, then you will get heaven. And you conquer, then there also you will get heaven. Why you are afraid? Heroes, valiant persons, they are not afraid of this. Stop. Don't go." But they are fleeing. And the demigods, they are chasing and killing. By seeing that, Vitrasura was enraged. You are demigods, sure. Those who are fleeing from this place for their life, they have got no weapons, they are not fighting, and we are going to kill them. Stop it. Don't do this. But they did not stop. Then Vitrasura made a huge roaring sound. By hearing that huge roaring sound, all the soldiers of the army of Devaraj Indra fell flat on the ground, unconscious. And Vitrasura was walking over them, tracing them and killing all the soldiers without fighting. By seeing that, Devaraj Indra was perplexed. Because he committed offense to Vishwarupa, he killed Vishwarupa after accepting him as a guru. For that reason, the father of Vishwarupa, Trishtimuni, was enraged. He could not fight with Indra. He made a sacrifice, an oblation, so that the demon should come out from that oblation and kill Devaraj Indra. But there is some defect in the pronunciation. We have to pronounce very correctly. He pronounced wrongly. Now he had the desire that the demon will come out and will fight and will kill Devaraj Indra. He uttered the mantra, "Indra Shatru Vivardhasya." The enemy of Indra should come out and his power should be enhanced to kill, like that. But he has given stress, accent was much more on Indra, not Shatru. Indra Shatru Vivardhasya. So demon came out where Indra will kill the demon. Just the opposite. because there is wrong pronunciation. In Karmakanda, this sort of difficulty is there. Indra. He uttered loudly, Indra. But Shatru, silently. Demon came out, but Indra will kill you. And that demon, actually he was not demon. Raja Chitraketu, devotee of Sankarsan Bhagavan, but being cursed by Parvati, he appeared as demon. Now here, when Jivaraj Indra saw that without fighting, this demon is killing all the soldiers, they are by walking over there, he could not tolerate. Although he had the knowledge, Prashtamuni is Brahmin, and this demon came out from that fire. But that is also Brahmin. So he is hesitating to kill the charge. Because once he killed Vishwaru, for that he had to suffer seriously. Now, when he saw, without fighting, Dhritarashtra was killing all the army soldiers, then he could not tolerate, and he hurled, he struck one formidable, very powerful club over the demon, so that demon is killed. But Dhritarashtra caught hold of that club with left hand and struck back, counter attack, and that was so forcibly struck the head of the elephant, mythological elephant, if I said. Elephant over which Indra was mounted, Indra riding over the, and struck over the head, profusely bleeding and revolving in this way. Devaraj Indra was over the back of the elephant. He was also revolving. After 28 cubits fell down there, profusely bleeding. By seeing that, Dhritarashtra remained silent. No, let him be prepared. Now he is in difficulty. Now it is not good to strike. That was the, at that time, Kshatriyas, they used to follow these rules. No. When he will be prepared and he will be strong, then I shall fight. Not now. But nowadays, human beings have become more ferocious than animals. More ferocious and sinful. Anything they can do. Innocent people they can kill. They have got no human. At that time, even demons did not do this. Only within 70 or 80 years, this sort of situation we are seeing. In my early age, I didn't see such things. But now, day by day, the whole moral degradation is gradually, very quickly. And I spoke, I think 2 days back, that the Ganges will disappear after 5,000 years. Govardhan will disappear. Who will rescue us? That will be a very serious situation. It's going, this Kali Yuga, black age. Now, Vitrasur remains silent. Devaraj Indra, his palm of the hand has got some sort of power. With that palm of hand, with his milk earth, there is some capacity in that hand. If it touch any injury, it will be healed up immediately. Nectarine hand, he may say. Nectarine hand. He touched the injured portion of the elephant Vairavat and he became all right. And after that, Devaraj Indra sat mounted on the elephant with stooping head. He was very much ashamed. All are praising Vitrasura for his heroic action. But Vitrasura was saying, what you are thinking? Vitrasura saw that Devaraj Indra has brought thunderbolt. He is a thunderer. He used thunderbolt. And that thunderbolt is prepared by the desire of Supreme Lord Hari to kill him with the help of the skeleton of Dadichi Muni, a great sage. He offered his body, and from the skeleton of that body, that thunderbolt or thunder was made, prepared. And with that in hand, he came. And Vitrasura was laughing. What you are thinking? I am the greatest enemy of you. You have got this thunderbolt. You strike it. As long as I shall remain here, you will be always in disturbed mind. If you want to be in carefree forness, then you have to kill me. It is prepared, I know, for killing me. And I shall also go to my own place, to the transcendental realm, to the lotus feet of my most revered master. It will be beneficial to me. But Devaraj, the king of the emperor of the heaven, was thinking, nobody wants to die. Why he is praying? Why he is forcing me to strike him with the thunderbolt? Perhaps he has got some skillfulness in making counter blow, counter attack. But that is what he is saying. This is the mentality of the world people. There is one saying in Bengal, Kamuka Pashanti Kamini Vang Jagat, Lubda Pashanti Dhana Vang Jagat, Dhira Pashanti Narayana Vang Jagat. We think others according to our mind. That is the nature. Those who are lustful, they think all are moving for enjoyment of lust, sex relation. They think like this. All the sadhus, they are also moving like this. They are thinking as per their thought, they are thinking others are like this. Those who have a greediness for money, they think all are moving for earning, for amassing money. But those who are devotees, pure devotees of Supreme Lord, they see everything connected with Narayana, Krishna. There is no foe in this one. Supreme Lord and His all benefited beings from coming from Him, they are in Him, they are by Him, they should remain from Him. They see like this. Then Dhritarashtra says, you see, you are a worshipper of Supreme Lord Narayana, Vishnu. I am also a worshipper. But there is difference. My master is my eternal master. I am to serve him. My own requirement is to serve, to get his service. I don't want anything else. But you serve Vishnu for the safety of the heaven, for the country, for yourself, all the people. You are not worshipping Vishnu for Vishnu's sake. The difference is that. Vishnu, you should not think the Vishnu will give me heaven. He will not give me anything. Pumshang kilaikanta dhiyang shakanam ja sampada divi humo rasayam narati the desh udibhego adhi madha kulirvasanam samprayas. Or Guru Maharaj used to say, you should remember this occasionally. Remember, you have outwardly renounced your household life. But if you want to make your life successful, you should remember this. Those who have got one-pointed devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Pumsaṃ kilaikanta dhyāna, whose dhi, whose knowledge, whose desire is only engaged for the service of Sri Krishna nothingness. Ekanta, one-pointed devotion, and Supreme Lord thinks, He is my own person. He is my dear own person. Those will take absolute shelter to Sri Krishna, and Sri Krishna will think that He is my own person. He will not give him the wealth or property or fortune, whatever you say, of the heaven, of the world, of the nether world. He will not give to me, He will give you. He will not give to me. You should not be disturbed thinking that I shall make a counter blow to you. No. You should not think about this. You will get the heaven. You will not give me. Supreme Lord will not give material prosperity, material acquisition of wealth, whom He loves, who has got eternal, who has got one-pointed devotion to me. I do not give Him this mundane wealth. Because by this wealth what he will get? The desha, udvega, adhi, mada, polinipasanam, sampra. When wealth will come, there will be animosity, there will be malice, automatically it will come. So Lord will not give to me, whom he loves, he does not give. This fortune, we worldly people think like that, we get much money and much of property of this world, we are very much fortunate. But here, you should think about this, only hearing, and in one year I have heard, and the another year I have taken it out from me. What is the use of hearing this? Guru Maharaj used to remind us, have you forgotten what I have told? We forget. Now we are here, after leaving this meeting, then we shall forget. The desha udvega, there will be anxiety, excitement from this well. The desha udvega adhi, mental agony. The desha udvega adhi koli, quarrel, clashing. We are finding clashing throughout the world. And those clashing are coming in India now. But they have thought that Western civilization is the correct civilization. Then they will bring those things here. Clashing will be there if there are so many enjoyers in this world. And one is getting, another is not getting. There will be clashing of interest. But Shuddha Bhakta, only Supreme Lord is the enjoyer. And all others are to be enjoyed. No, there is no Purush. Only Purush is Supreme Lord. All are to be enjoyed. There is no enjoyer in this world. When we forget Krishna, then we are enveloped by the insulin energy of three primal qualities, Sattva, Tamaguna. And we are born in this universe. Infinite Brahmanda is there. You do not want me, you want to enjoy. Yes, I am creating universe, eating 84 lakhs of species, go through this and enjoy and see what is there. The desha udvega adhi mada. There will be vanity. When there will be money, yad udvega adhi koli mada koli vasanam sampraya. And there will be vasanam, severe suffering. Not so simple suffering, severe suffering. And to preserve the earned money or earned property, and to increase the money, you have to take so much tension, anxiety, so much thinking for this. That is, you will get serious suffering. Now income tax officer will come, sales tax officer will come, and there will be dacoits will come, thieves will come, political persons will come, they will come to take away your money. Always you will be in furnace. So, Supreme Lord, whom he loves, he does not give this well. He will not give me, he will give you. So you hurl this thunderbolt. Kill me. Then Indra was very much upset, unbalanced by hearing this. Oh. Generally God fulfills desire of a devotee. I am also a devotee, but he is speaking that like a demon. His devotion is higher than me. If he has got desire for this heaven, God will give him. He will not give me. And you are hesitating. Then, what you are thinking? Shuddha bhakta, they want only service of Krishna and his service of the devotees and nothing else. They have got no other desire. If you get Krishna, everything you will get. Serious suffering, if there is any serious suffering, that will not upset your mind and make unbalance your mind. You cannot get it. Hiranyakashipu with all his power could not make the mind of his son Prahlad unbalanced. Quite calm and serene. He is worshipping calm and serene Supreme Lord. And we are engaging our sense organs, everything for the non-eternal things of this world. All is perturbed, we are perturbing others. But that is. Sadhus have got no such desire. If wrongly, trivarga means dharma artha kam, virtue, money, and fulfillment of desire. Here virtue means worldly virtue. It is not pure virtue. Worldly virtue to get worldly benefit. That is called sattva-gun. Sattva-gun was one qualification of the illusory energy, material energy. It is also material, it is also unholy. For mundane benefit, whatever you do, even if you go to heaven, when your virtues will be finished, you will be hurled down in this world again. Those who have got this knowledge, jnani, they do not want these temporary benefits. They want emancipation. Shuddha bhakta, they do not even want emancipation. They want service. So if wrongly they want, they have got the desire to get the property of the world, nether world or heaven or anything else, then he will give obstacle to it. He will put hindrance to it. So that he is not successful. He does not become successful. What is this? When a devotee serves Supreme Lord, whatever the devotee wants, Supreme Lord will give. And here it is the Supreme Lord will give obstacle, hindrance to it. Yes. That is his compassion. A small child in the lap of the mother. Now that child wants to take one tablet, red color tablet. Very good. But that is poison. Mother will not allow the child. He may cut the hand. He will not allow. But he has got affection for the child. But others, they will prohibit him. Don't take. After two times, three times, after that, let him take. But mother cannot say, let him take. Supreme Lord cannot allow a devotee, if wrongly he wants all this material property, he will make some sort of disturbance, hindrance to him. That is his compassion. Yogi ayat vighatam asmat pani vidhuri shashvatka. Sakra, 100 asamet jagga one part for Indra. Addressing Indra, he is saying. Even if I have got the desire to get the property of heaven or anything, God will not give me. This grace of God, mercy of God, compassion of God, all cannot understand. Those who have got ulterior desires, when desires are fulfilled, they think, God is good, Gurudev is good, Sadhu is good. If the desires are not fulfilled, they give up their company. When we have got no other desires, then we can understand the grace of Supreme Lord. Akinchana, those have got mundane desire, if that desire is not fulfilled, then he will lose his faith to the object of worship. Those who have got no desires, they can understand the compassion of the devotees and the compassion of Supreme Lord. They can understand. All can understand. Even if I want, you will not give. So, you harm, you strike, the thunderbolt to me, kill me. Then he became more afraid. Further, more afraid. You are speaking something which I never heard. From a demon. And hesitating. Not hurting them. Pray to Shankarsana. Always Devaraj Indra so much attracted to the heavenly property. Always think whatever I am saying to acquire the property of the heaven. Always wrongly thinking. So much attached to the worldly things. Oh Supreme Lord. Om Hari Topadhi Kimura. Dasam Dasam Hami Dasam Dhyam. Manaspar Dasamudhar Gunanam. Giridabhak Karma Karatukaya. Oh Supreme Lord, Sankarsana. When I shall become servant, servants of the servants of the servants of the when I shall become. Now I am in this world. In this world, I have been enveloped with the divine energy. How to get emancipation from this? For that reason, please, so that I can become servant of the servants of the servants of the servants. Harita Padik Mudasangasam Hudasam. Maraspadyoshpadirvinana. My mind should think you are the only lover, only the most beloved. My mind should think about your transcendental glories. I do not want it. Manoshupater gunanam pranabhati. What? Usupate gunanam karma karatu kaya. And all my sense organs should be engaged for the service of the Lord. I do not want it. Then Supreme Lord appeared and telling Dhritarashtra, what you want? Whatever you want, I shall give you. I have come. Do you want the property of Dhruva, Dhruvalok, ownership? I can give them. No. Do you want the ownership of the 14 worlds, universe, Brahmanda? As Brahma is the owner of the 14 Brahmandas. Do you want that? No. Na nākavrishtam, na pāramishtam. Oh. Then you become, all in all, a great of this world, No. He did not want. There is in the Netherlands, underworld in Greek they say underworld is Patal. They underworld, I had been to underworld there in Singapore, there is something different. Here underworld means, the Greek people they say underworld means Patal. I don't want. Na nākavrishtam, na pāramishtam, na sārvam, na sādhipattam. The yoga siddhi, 18 kinds of attainments of yogi. Take it? No. Apnar bhavam by emancipation from birth and death? No. Without your service, I do not want anything else. Can we submit our heart like this to Supreme Lord, or to Guru, or to Vishnu? From the heart, we say, from the mouth, I don't want money. Some money is required. Inside thinking, some money. Outside, God is deciding in the heart. Bhavagrahi janardhanat bhasagrahi. What you say, He will not give importance to you. What you are thinking, according to the thought He will give. But that is it. We should submit in this way. Now, after that, it has been always said, but then we are late in coming here. Very much late. Kya karega? Paisa milega. Ajatapakha yo madaram khaga stannam jadavatsukara kudartha priyam priya bhushitam vishanna manara vidyasa vidyasa swam. Then he submitted his prayer to Shankarsana is there. I am now fastened with the ropes of the universal energy, the external potency, satra tamaguna. And you are beyond that, you are completely spiritual. How can I go to you with this material body? Kindly you come to me. And he gives the illustration. A young of a bird, he has got no wing now. Form. That bird is chattering, because bird is very hungry. When mother will come, will give something, some insect, something, then he will get this food. I am like that. Like a young of a bird, I am like chattering. If you come here, then I can get your service. I cannot go to you. I have got no wing. Whether if I can go and fly. Ajat pakkhai mataram khaga stannam jada vatsatara kudarta. Calf, young of a cow. Young of a cow. Now he is fastened with the rope. And that calf is hungry. Is weeping, is crying, is lowing to get milk from the udder of the cow and gomata. That's pan karne ke liye. The udder, human being breast, mammals, they are mammals. They feed the young. And the calf is lowing crying for the mother, when mother will come and suck it. My position is like this. I am also like the calf and I am going and crying. Please come here, then I can suck. Otherwise I cannot go to you with this material body of three primal qualities, primeval qualities of Prabhupada. You are Nirgun. Priyam Priya Bhushitam Prasanna. Priya, lover, is in a distant place, in a foreign country. And his wife is here, always weeping for the husband. When husband will come, the husband does not come. He has got no other desire. No money, nothing. He wants personal appearance, personal presence of her husband. The husband, if he informs his wife, I am sending my representative, one friend, deeply by seeing him. The separation grief or her husband will not go by sending one representative. I am like that. Kindly please come here. Then Sankarsana is not coming. Then last is Mamottama Sloka Janishu Sankarsana. Sankarsana Bhamata Sakarva. Tanmayata Buddha Abhajatana. Bhakti Yesana Deja. Mamottama Sloka Janishu Sankarsana. Sankarsana Bhamata Sakarva. I do not want to be rescued from the force of my action. If my action takes me to the birth of an insect, birth of a beast or bird, I have got no objection. But I want only association of your own personal association. Please give me the association of your personal. Iridam Bahu Yasatva Das, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also prays. Let me be an insect in the house of a devotee. I want. I do not want. And whatever I have got relation, I have got attachment to my body and bodily relations. Kindly free me, liberate me, emancipate me from my entanglement with this non-eternal relation. I do not want this. Husband, wife, children, all these things. Any moment when body will go, everything shall be dissociated with everything of this world, whatever we are getting here. Edeho patana hole kirabe amar, keho shuk nahi dibe putra parivar. When this fast body will perish, whatever you are seeing, your son, daughters and others, everything you will have to give up everything. Nothing will go into it. Why? Actual relation is with Krishna. He is the actual master. He is the actual friend. He is the actual son. He is the actual husband. Every relation with Krishna. When you forget, you get non-eternal relation with this world. To suffer serious suffering. That's why the Jagat Ashishra Madhav Shurukam. Sapnavam Asta Dishanam Purudukka Dukkam. Dhanitya Shumudanavaranti Mayadu Dhani Sadhya Sadhya Bhati. Brahma is saying. In his prayer to Krishna, in Bhagavata in time. Purudukka Dukkam. In this world, it is infinite Brahma, and whatever you get. Severe is punishment and suffering. all will go in there, take shelter. So our Guru Maharaj is to remind us that time is short and to stop here. There are many illustrations for Amarnath Chatterjee and others. I would like to say this. But our Guru Maharaj is saying, he was giving us warning sometimes. We should not forget this. You should note this, and if you want to have success in this human life, then you will get the lotus feet, serve the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, and you will be successful, and all relations with you, they will be successful. With you, your 21 previous ancestors will be rescued. Say.